WF Howes presents an unabridged recording of Roxy and Jones, The Curse of the Gingerbread Witch, by Angela Wolfe, narrated by Bronwyn Price. Late at night, the decontamination zone. Roxy Humperdinck gripped the tiny piece of grit in her hand as if it was a life raft thrown to her in the middle of a treacherous ocean. In her head, she was already trying out the words of the magic-blocking spell she'd learned only 3 days ago from Frankie, her friend Jones's fairy godmother. "Exodus Magicam," she said to herself. "Repeat this over and over," she thought, "and it might just do the trick. Exodus Magicam. Exodus Magicam." Mrs. Smith, the senior ministry official who'd come to the hospital wing of the decontamination zone for the express purpose of putting Roxy back under the false memory enchantment, was sitting beside Roxy's bed, gazing down at her. The ministry official's eyes, through the lenses of her pebble-thick glasses, were the pale blue of a summer sky. "Close your eyes now," said Mrs. Smith, "and try to relax." Roxy could not have been further from relaxed. This was it. This was the moment of truth. This was when her plan would be put into action. If her plan was even worthy of the term plan. It had only been a few days ago that Roxy had even learned of the existence of the false memory enchantment. This was the spell that kept everyone in complete ignorance about the truth of Illustria's secret past as a magical kingdom of fairies and witches. And, most importantly of all, a place where fairy tales had really happened. Roxy's eyes had been opened to the truth by her new friend Jones, a treasure hunter for ancient magical artifacts, with whom Roxy had been on the most incredible adventure. However, it was thanks to that adventure and an encounter with the spirit of the evil queen that Roxy had ended up here in the decontamination zone. Roxy was silently pretty proud that she had defeated the evil queen's spirit by turning it into a giant vegan muffin. But it meant that Mrs. Smith, a senior official from the ministry overseeing, organising, or occasionally opposing Hocus Pocus, Moo, had to come and put Roxy under the enchantment again. It did not do for the ministry to let regular people know the truth. They needed Roxy to forget everything she had learned on her adventure with Jones. The magic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?